Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
The New England Patriots are one of the best teams in the National Football League. And without question, through 10 weeks into this National Football League campaign, a highly viable Super Bowl winning team and a threat to do so. I needed to see a few things in order to believe it. They've got a quarterback who's not only better than most, but could be the best in the National Football League at the end of the day in year two in Drake May. He will do what he did at the end of the first half, which is stuff that you're familiar with if you've watched the Patriots over the last quarter century.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Well, 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 well. Love is in the air in Patriot Nation because everybody seems to love your New England Patriots. The bells of the football, as Fitzy would say if he were here, because they're 8-2, because they are moving way on up the power rankings, because if you look ahead on the schedules, there's a good chance they could be the number one seed in the AFC in the coming weeks as the Broncos and Colts deal with some issues on their horizon. Meanwhile, Patriots are preparing for a Jets team on Thursday night that will be without Garrett Wilson, is already without Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, doesn't have a quarterback, basically threw for 12 yards last week if you take away a screen pass.
Fair to say their coach is already walking dead?
I don't know. That's an interesting one. I thought that early, but there seems to be a lot of pushback out of New York that he is not, and maybe that he is the guy that's going to lead them to the next great era of Jets football.
Well, or? he had a whistle out at practice, so I was told that everything was solved when he had that.
Perfect. That voice you hear is Dan Ball today on WEEI Afternoons, bumping up to the big chair, filling in for Fitzy on this Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all those that served. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Because we're allowed to talk about sports because you do what you did, and we get to be jackasses on the radio for the next 4 hours to set the table. 2:30, we'll talk to our buddy Mark Schlereth, a known Drake May lover, a known Patriots lover. We'll see where he is in terms of that game that I termed validating the victory in Tampa Bay over the Bucks. 4:30, we'll talk to Brian Hoyer. We'll ask him if he wants to update his win range to maybe include 13 wins, because I now believe, Dan Ball, 13-4 is the floor for this team. The floor for this Patriots team is now 13 wins, in my opinion.
Because you have two games in Baltimore and Buffalo that you could talk yourself into, well, if you split with Buffalo, that's still a good thing, but you may lose. And Baltimore is clearly on their way up and seems like they're still the shoe-in to win that division. Other than that, kind of a lot of cupcakes. Even Joe Burrow coming back to practice. He's within his 21-day window.
Yep.
You play him in 2 weeks, may not be ready. If it's his first game back, is that even really a good thing? So other than you beating yourself, which is its own issue, to your point, if you don't go 13-4, then yeah, I really don't see anything obvious.
And you may flip those a little bit. You may not lose to the Ravens and the Bills. You may win one of those, go 1-1 in those two games, and then maybe have a hiccup somewhere. And we can get into it later. Trap game Thursday night, division, that whole thing, or one of the other games on the horizon. You get ahead of yourself late in the year if you're cruising towards a number one seed. But the reality is, it's almost unanimous that this is a Super Bowl contender. You just heard Rich Eisen say it. He said Super Bowl winner, a potential Super Bowl winner. He actually took the next step. We've been using the phrase contender. Are they going to go to the Super Bowl potentially? He took it to the next. If they're going to go to the Super Bowl, why can't they win the Super Bowl? They've already won games on the road. They just won a game against an NFC team that supposedly is a good NFC team. So why not say you could go beat the Seahawks or the, God forbid, the Eagles? It might take you, what, like 14 points to beat the Eagles because they don't score points. Saquon's not the same guy. So
Nope. We're
getting to that point. But I really do believe that it might be Pro Football Talk that took it the furthest.
Yeah, I hadn't heard this one yet.
It's unbelievable.
I know. We know a lot of homers. We hear from a lot of homers. I haven't heard this. A call, a text, a Twitch chat, a host. I haven't heard anybody go this far.
So Pro Football Talk, like everybody else, put up their weekly power rankings. It's a big deal on Tuesdays. You scour the internet. We'll get to some of the others. And interestingly, Pro Football Talk does not have the Patriots as highly ranked as some other teams.
Yeah, pretty average.
Some places have them as high as 2. There's a lot of top fives now.
Yeah, nobody's jumped over Bucky Brooks, by the way. He with Fox Sports is still the individual that has him the highest. They were 2 last week, and I saw the graphic that he put out this morning. No change in that. They're still there.
Hard to drop them after the win they had, right?
No question.
The only thing you can do is move them to 1.
Right.
No place to go, but you know, up to 1.
Right.
But the Pro Football Talk version actually has the Patriots at a somewhat reserved 7 spot. I think that's relatively low for this team on a 7-game winning streak, 8 wins, everything that goes into it. But what is really interesting is the little one-off phrase they write next to each team and what they write for your New England Patriots. Could they be on the front end of a new dynasty? ?
Unbelievable.
Mike Florio.
10 games. 10 yeah. games of Vrabel and May, and we're here.
And how many of those games are playoff wins?
How many? Two? Three?
No, they haven't been to the playoffs yet.
I thought you meant playoff caliber teams.
No,
yeah,
literally.
Zero. Exactly zero. Sorry.
They haven't played in the postseason with this coach, this quarterback, this, whatever you're calling it, front end of a dynasty foundation here. And I know we've all been doing it, and we're going to get into it with Ted when he joins us at 3 o'clock. Comparisons are starting to be made to the 2001 Patriots. Mike Vrabel was asked about it yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. We'll play that. We'll get Ted's opinion. And that's fine and dandy. You have, and nobody thought the 2001 Patriots were on the verge of a dynasty while it was happening, right? No one was like, is this the front end of a dynasty? Is this Brady thing the front? No, it wasn't.
Right.
We're talking now. Okay, so Super Bowl contender, check. Potential Super Bowl winner, according to Rich Eisen. Check.
Sure. Favorite, I think betting odds favorite in the AFC at this point, I believe, is also check.
Yes. 99%+ chance to make the playoffs.
Right.
Number one seed, all these various things. But Pro Football Talk takes it to the next level. And I'm going to surprise you here. I don't think it's crazy to say.
Okay.
I don't think it's ridiculous.
So what are the elements that you see of this year's Patriots team that make you go dynasty on the way?
I'm glad you asked, because it harkens back to a 3-point stance I did last week sometime when I was looking at the triumvirate of power within organizations, the ownership level,
Okay. The
head coach level, football leadership level, and the quarterback. And I told you, I think you can make an argument that the Patriots have the best, most stable version of those three people in Robert Kraft, Mike Vrabel, and Drake May. And that, I believe, is the foundation for it. If you have the quarterback and the head coach, and the owner's not going to get in the way, the owner's at least just along for a nice ride to a couple Super Bowls, I think you may be planting the seeds of a dynasty. So as early and crazy as it seems, it might be right.
Those are the foundational elements that you want to have. But wouldn't we have said the same thing about the Commanders a year ago?
Yes.
Wouldn't we have said, and even to the point where they were trying to leave the past of their organization behind them.
Yes.
A la what the Patriots were trying to do with Gerard Mayo and are now successfully doing with Mike Vrabel.
Correct.
Trying to leave the past behind, ownership that at least instills some kind of confidence, football leadership that's completely reworking the roster, coach, quarterback, on their way down.
Hmm.
And all of a sudden now there's a second year regression, and I don't think anybody's throwing the big D word around with them. So
that's Dynasty Dan Ball is referring to. Nothing else you would be thinking of.
Yep.
Tony Romo people.
Don't know who would go down that lane with the D, the T, and the F. So I think I understand. And first of all, I also understand the idea of clickbait. Like, you're going to use the word dynasty towards Patriots fans.
Oh, yeah.
And anything that you write in 2025, you're going to get the clicks and the conversations that we're having right now.
Yeah.
I think you're still missing the difference-making stars and other areas of the roster that truly make the dynasty. You are missing the Rob Gronkowski in the offense, or the Travis Kelce in the offense.
That's true.
And you're also missing the biggest key ability of your quarterback, which is, I don't know if you can lead a game-winning drive when the game matters most. You have zero fourth-quarter comebacks and one game-winning drive in your entire career. I don't know if you have that when a playoff game comes around. I don't know if you wilt when the pressure is highest.
So I certainly agree with you don't have a Rob Gronkowski offensive weapon, even if we're coming off a game in which you basically made history with three touchdowns of over 50 yards and you got Kyle Williams making big plays and Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
Those are one-offs.
I'm not denying that this year has been unbelievable. I'm not denying that there are certainly remnants of a dynastic run.
But can I push back just a little bit in terms of personnel? I do think you have more talent and would-be stars or are stars than you've had in a long time. Not just Drake May, but I would look to Christian Gonzalez. He's already an all-pro.
Okay,
and assuming
one.
He stays and
that's
assuming
one.
You don't trade him.
Yep.
The left tackle that you drafted 4 overall to play left tackle has been good enough at left tackle for you to win 8 games, right?
Okay.
So he may be a franchise, and I use that loosely. Matt Light was a franchise left tackle, if we're going to use the comparisons back to 2001.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can he just be Matt Light or maybe better? So you have a left tackle. You do have some foundational stars in the middle of your defense, I would argue, with Milton Williams. He's looked like a $100 million man, correct?
Yeah, I would say so.
And Christian Barmore is a pretty good running mate for him if you're kind of doing what the Eagles have done and said, you know what, why don't we just build the middle of the defense with really big athletic dudes, or Chris Jones with the Chiefs.
Yep.
So I do think you have a few more stars. I don't know if I'm willing to go down that road with Kayshon Boutte. He would be the one that would be fun. If you believe Kayshon Boutte is a number one wide receiver or closest. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I'm not
there
young, yet.
You still got time. I mean, the year, what now, 2 to 3 jump?
Was
the
nice.
1 to 2 and 2 to 3 has been unbelievable.
But you're closer to checking off a lot of those boxes than you were a year ago when we were having tough conversations. Boutte wasn't really in the conversation,
right?
Whatever he was going to be. Will Campbell literally wasn't in the conversation. He wasn't here. Basically, we were talking about May, Gonzalez, and what else did you want to talk about?
And then we got quickly to the coaching staff because you
Correct.
Didn't want to talk about the roster.
And that's a part of it. The coaching staff's a part of it because I've started to question. This is a conversation that we're not the only ones that gets premature with these conversations. I'm guessing in Cincinnati when they went to the Super Bowl in year 3 with Burrow.
Right.
If that's what it was, you're thinking, oh, my God. We're going to have this quarterback and these receivers for the next X number of years. I bet you they were thinking it, even if they weren't voicing it.
And then their front office forgot that offensive line and defense is a key part of winning a Super Bowl.
Correct. In Buffalo, I'm thinking Josh Allen was seen as the centerpiece, and along with Sean McDermott, I don't love him, but he did take you to the playoffs, something that hadn't been done there for like 20 years, and has now built a stable organization with Josh Allen at the helm.
Right.
I bet you they were thinking, remember those years when we went 4 straight Super Bowls? Let's not do that again, but maybe we'll go to a couple in the next few years kind
right.
of thing. So we're not the only ones that gets ahead of ourselves.
No, of course not. It's part of being a sports fan. It happens all across sports.
It's also easier to do here because the dynasty just ended, so the comps, you were the last dynasty. Oh, no, I guess the current dynasty is the Chiefs. The most recent dynasty is the Chiefs, but shortly before that, you were the previous dynasty, so it's easier to make the comps. Same logo.
Maybe that's also a part of it. It's not a prerequisite, but a part of what would give me more confidence is maybe along the way you dethrone the dynasty.
Absolutely.
You had to take down the greatest show on turf in order to kind of get your dynasty started, so maybe there's something along those lines. I don't know. At this point, I'm trying, not even for the sake of being contrarian, I'm just trying to push back on it because it seems so early.
It is.
But then you lay out the building blocks and kind of compare them to what you were seeing 25 years ago, and it becomes a little bit more difficult. I think it really just comes down to, okay, I need to see it. I need to see it from my coach, who has had, you know, varying degrees of regular season success, but didn't win much of significance in Tennessee. And then I got to see it from my quarterback. I need to see the biggest foundational pieces do it when it actually matters versus the historically soft schedule that they've faced before I can start that. But again, if you just look at the pieces in a vacuum, I can understand why somebody would want to be positive about that topic.
And the other aspect is, this is also modern sports. We do this faster than ever. We did, you know, Roman Anthony, and sometimes it's the teams. Like, Roman Anthony's in the big leagues for how long, and they give him an eight-year like, these contracts are thrown out earlier to invest in guys.
Right.
Or Roman Anthony's been around for a month and a half, and we're like, he's the first since Ted Williams. It's like, are we really putting that? As Vrabel would say, we really putting those two names in the same sentence there? It's what we do in sports.
Right.
Like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were bestowed, like, they were going to lead the Celtics to the title, right? Like, that was from day one.
Right.
Basically, when Tatum joined Brown, they were going to lead him to the title. And then when it took longer than expected, it was like, are they? Do we need to break it up? Is this never going to work? But we get so far ahead of ourselves in sports now. And I do think it's a little bit more of a modern thing. And I don't know if that's Twitter and social media and all these freaking aggregators. Because I saw one of the aggregators. You see, I think it's your boy, ML Football. You're for Fitzy today, so I'm going to call he's your boy.
Perfect.
ML Football.
Great.
Aggregated something like Drake May having a historic season.
Reduce me down to that.
Of comebacks. He's come back in six of the Patriots' eight wins.
Yep.
And I'm like, what? And then I look at the graphics and it's like first quarter losing 3-0 to New Orleans or like down 6-0. And I'm like, those aren't comebacks. So, but if
definition of the term.
If you want, they were trailing.
Yeah.
And he led them back to victory.
Right.
So by the definition, he's already proven your point. He's already proven he can come back in big games against good teams
big,
or not.
Okay, big games
or
and good teams.
Or little games against bad teams.
A little bit strong.
Early in the game.
Your argument was great until the very end. I also think that there's so much money that's at stake right now. There is an instant gratification. You need to win for me right now or I'm going to replace you with somebody who can make the best of my investment.
Yeah.
Where I don't think that was the case when we were having that conversation in 2001 about the current Patriots.
Oh, no.
But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's still very real and very present. And so the more that you win, the more that you're going to enter into that kind of category.
617-779-7937. Is it crazy to think, as Mike Florio writes, that the Patriots are on the front end of another dynasty? Yes, it's crazy. But I'll also ask you, is it possible? Could it be true? Could it actually play itself out? We've already accepted, I think, if you disagree, 617-779-7937, that the Patriots are not only contenders for the number one seed and the AFC East division, they're contenders for the Super Bowl. They could be in Santa Clara this year against whatever the NFC wants to pony up, and maybe it's the Rams. We've already had predictions of yet another version, third time in this century, that we could get Patriots-Rams, which would also be nice to tie into the comparisons to 2001 and starting a dynasty and all of those things. 617-779-7937, how you feeling about your Patriots? I'll tell you how the world is feeling, because Dan Ball has my rankings recap. He talked about it. Bucky Brooks, he's the leader in the clubhouse. He has them at number two, which is, well, unless he wants to go all the way to number one, there's not much room for movement.
No movement at the top.
CBS has them at number three, up from number five. Pete Prisco writes, Drake May for MVP. It's possible. The schedule gets really soft the next 3 weeks to help bolster his chances.
Just the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's pretty much soft the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And unlike the rest of the competition, if you cross-reference a lot of these teams, there's tough games being played, and it's like, I don't know who you want to root for, but they got to beat each other up and
yes.
take each other out. And you could just sit back, play your cream puffs, and say, see in the playoffs. And that's the second week of the playoffs, because I'm going to take the first week off while you idiots continue to fight in the first round.
Right.
ESPN has the Patriots up from 8 to number 4. Bleacher Report up from 8 to number 5. The Athletic, oh, this is negative, from 9 to 6. They're not even a top 5 team. The Athletic, I don't know. Chad Graff needs to argue harder for the team he covers. Fox Sports from 9 to 6. Pro Football Talk, we said, is 7. Yahoo, 8. The Ringer, 8. So most of them have the Patriots as a top 5 football team right now in the NFL. And you know what I think helps them as well? Primetime games. I've watched the last two primetime games, so these are supposed to be the marquee teams, right?
They are.
Last night, it was such a good game that they expected Packers-Eagles to end the standoff between ESPN, Disney, and YouTube. It didn't, and nobody missed the game because it was scoreless forever.
I don't remember a worse week of standalone games. 10-7 Broncos over the Raiders on Thursday. Sunday night was 25-well, the Chargers played okay. The Steelers, Aaron Rodgers decided to forget how to throw it forward, and then 10-7 again last night. I do not remember a week of less compelling standalone games. But to your point, it enters all the good teams into the conversation. Everybody's watching.
Yep.
And this is all the league has to offer. I think that when we have audio from Greg Olson, who talked on the Wake Up Barstool show yesterday, that I think we're getting to later on, where he kind of pushes back against the Patriots being a legitimate contender. And you and I were talking before the show that maybe the biggest feather in their cap this season is, well, who the hell else am I going to back?
The field.
Am I supposed to watch the 8-2 after their effort against the Raiders Broncos and say that's my team? No. Colts, I think everybody still believes there's regression for Daniel Jones and maybe there's a slowdown for Jonathan Taylor. I don't know, but one of the biggest feathers in their cap is like, I don't believe in the rest of these teams, not at all.
And I think the other big feather in their cap is they are, for a lot of the teams, most distant from their sort of hiccup. Their hiccup against Pittsburgh, or even if you want to say the opening day loss to the Raiders is a hiccup. If that happened this week, obviously, they would be looked at. It'd be like old school college football.
Right.
You know, where you'd have a late season loss and you're like, why does that matter more than an early season loss? But it did. It would drop teams in the polls back then. I think that would affect the Patriots. If that Raiders game were this week, and you also have a potential hiccup on the horizon. There's a potential trap game on Thursday night against the Jets. And
right.
That could change everything. That drops you back to the pack. Now you're like the Broncos or one of these teams that like has a bad performance in the last few weeks for people to have stuck in their heads.
Because then it opens up the whole conversation. Okay, so does that completely pop the balloon and all of a sudden the Cinderella story's over?
Not this year.
Or do you bounce back? What do you mean?
Not in this year. Like, I don't think it pops the balloon this year. In some years,
yeah,
it could feel like a popping of the balloon. But I think you've set yourself up a cushion and the league looks the way it looks. Like, in other years, if you were tied, let's say, with the Ravens and the Chiefs, same records. Like, you're all 8-2 right now.
Right.
Tiebreakers, whatever.
Perennial Super Bowl contenders.
And you go out and lose to the Jets, it's like, we just kicked it away.
Right.
We're not going to get back into a tie. They're going to run it. They're going to do their deed. But this year, the Colts, they have a hiccup coming. The Broncos, they have a hiccup coming. So you don't want your hiccup, but there's room kind of baked in for you to have your hiccup if it happens.
With a multi-game lead in the division, an 8-2 record, and Baltimore under 500, Buffalo just haven't been embarrassed by the Dolphins. I can understand that, but I would wonder internally with guys who are competing, some guys competing like this for the first time, would it internally pop the balloon? That part I still am not sure about.
617-779-7937. That's also the text line where there is a fair if biting comment that starts from the 781 with, "Hey, Homer Hart." Okay, I may have earned that.
Strong.
I did acknowledge.
Okay.
Is he Homer Florio? He doesn't even live here or root for this team. He's the one who said it, that they're on the front end of a dynasty.
Unfortunately, you're the only one that he can text right now, so he's going to take it out on you.
Touche. Hey, Homer Hart, how can you not be concerned with how bad he, and I think he means Drake May, played in the rain as you head into New England winter football? I actually think that's a fair argument for Homer Hart.
100%.
Because, that's also something that Drake May needs to prove. That if it's, and he might get a chance to dabble in it on Thursday night, where I do believe it's going to be around 30 degrees at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
But cold weather, slick balls. Remember Tom Brady used to brag he knew what layer to put on, what glove to put on, what cleat to put on. Oh, yeah, so much experience. I know how to deal. Drake May hasn't had that experience yet.
No, it's true.
What does he deal with when there's a weird swirling wind? And Andy Borogalis, I'll throw the kicker in there. Is he ready to come out and kick a game-winning field goal against the Chiefs when you're hosting them in an AFC title game or an AFC divisional round? Is he ready for that? Is he ready to kick that field goal? Or is he like, oh, my God, never done this before. This feels different than it did 2 months ago.
That's all I'm saying.
It's all on the horizon. 617-779-7937. Coming up, we have our weekly chat with Mark Schlereth from Fox Sports. See how he's feeling about the Patriots. How far is he willing to go in terms of promoting what they are and what they could be? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Next here on WEEI. Back here on WEEI Afternoons, we go right to the guest line for our weekly chat with Mark Schlereth. We're joined by the Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, feels a little like Groundhog Day. We talk to you every week, and it's usually coming off an impressive Patriots win. So I guess we start there. Post-game show on Sunday night, I called the win in Tampa Bay validating for this football team. Would you agree with that term, and did they even need the validation?
I think it's a great term. And yeah, because I think there was a lot of people that were concerned. I think there were a lot of people not so much concerned, but just, are they as good as we think they might be? We're not 100% sure yet. I think a win like they did on Sunday, I think that validates them. I think they are a legitimate team. I wouldn't argue if somebody wanted to say they're the best team in the AFC right now. I would not argue that fact. They've got the best record, but I think they're playing better than Indy right now. They're playing better right now in the AFC than Denver is, for sure, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So I think that's a fair assessment of kind of where they are right now.
I got to get your reaction to something that we were talking about just a few moments ago. Pro Football Talk and their weekly rankings posited the question, are the Patriots at the front of their next dynasty? It seems a little bit strong, but Andy was arguing that maybe there is something there. Are there elements to this Patriots team that would suggest that this kind of success could be sustained long term?
Well, sure. I mean, I think one, from a coaching standpoint, you know, when you saw Henderson running down the sideline and looking over to Mike Vrabel to say, hey, can I score or should I go down? Like, that just goes to show you the kind of connection between coaching and players. It also shows you the belief, the trust, and the relational aspect that I think is so important in the game of football. So I think that was just big. I think I've never seen that before. And I thought it was really cool to watch that kind of transpire there in a pivotal moment at the end of the game. So I thought that was a big time kind of connection to to the way Vrabel coaches this team. And then I think there's a couple of things that always resonate with me. You know, when Mike Vrabel's in charge, you're going to play physical. That to me is the difference between winning and losing in this league, is controlling the line of scrimmage. When you do that on a consistent basis, you're always going to have a chance to be in games. And then ultimately you've got a young quarterback who's playing at an incredibly high level. And the last Patriots game I did was the one against the Cleveland Browns. We're talking to Josh McDaniels, is saying, hey man, Drake May is playing at such a high level. He's such a, you know, he's such a student of the game, insatiable appetite for information. And he hasn't even scratched the surface how good he can be. And so you look at all those factors and you're looking at them going, like, why wouldn't they flip the script and become a dynasty once again under Mike Vrabel? Certainly, I think you've got the makings of a team that could certainly do that.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. So I'm going to ask you to take the opposite side. If you were going to argue why the Patriots aren't one of the best teams in the AFC, why they probably won't go to a Super Bowl, why this season will end up disappointing or coming up a little short, what do you think the reasons would be?
Well, right now, I mean, I don't think there's a chance. I mean, they've already exceeded expectations, I would imagine, with most people. So I think it's already been a win. I think obviously when you get into the playoffs, there's, you know, you're going to play against teams that have playoff experience. And a lot of people would sit there and say, hey, man, you've got to kind of learn to win. You've got to take some lumps when you get to that point of the season so that you can learn, you know, how to go up that, how to win those, you know, those playoff games. So I think there's always that aspect of it. But I don't know that I can really argue. I look at them and the way they're playing right now, and I can't argue that they are, if not the best, one of the top three teams in the AFC without question. So, like, what will derail them? Injuries? You know, you get in the playoffs and you make some mistakes because of the intensity of the playoff atmosphere, and you got to learn how to deal with that. But they're a damn good football team.
Mark, last week, Drake May, during his media availability, was asked about taking sacks, taking hits, you know, something that he's kind of want to do, and mentioned that a lot of the sacks that he takes are on him. So in the games that you've seen, both broadcasting and just watching this team, what do you make of the ongoing relationship between the offensive line and Drake? And is there something, too, maybe he needs to be a little bit more cognizant that some of the sacks are indeed on him?
Yeah, I think sacks are a quarterback-driven statistic. I think the majority of sacks in this league are play calling and quarterback play. And obviously, you know, there's a combination. Offensive line is part of that as well. Running backs are part of that. Tight ends, receivers. I mean, everybody has a bit of responsibility in that. But, you know, there's part of it where you're holding the ball and you take a sack when the ball should be out. But sometimes those are where the big plays happen as well. So, you know, I think the other thing in talking to Josh McDaniels, like getting through your progressions and getting off the front side onto the backside, you know, getting to that third in the progression or getting to the check down a little bit earlier, that's part of the learning curve where I think there's still so much growth for Drake. So, like, that's going to be part of learning how to play this game efficiently and at an incredibly high level. And, listen, the way he's throwing the ball deep, the big plays that he's making, the ability to get yourself out of trouble and scramble a little bit, I'll give up some sacks for the big plays and the great things that are happening that he is directly responsible for.
Mark, I want to rewind to last Tuesday. We talked to you earlier on before the trade deadline passed in the NFL. Patriots didn't end up adding anyone. They go out there on Sunday, have a great win. And I was just wondering why you think or how you think reaction to trade deadlines play out in an NFL locker room. We often talk about the Red Sox post-trade deadline. They don't add anybody. It seems like they go on a losing streak and all the players are sulking. And why didn't they invest in us? They don't believe in us. Does any of that happen in an NFL locker room, or is it just different?
is different, and I think a lot of it is baseball is such an individualistic sport, right? It's you against the pitcher. One player can make a huge difference. In football, it's the ultimate team game, and I think it's really one of those situations where you've got to look at not only what a dude brings into your locker room and how that guy affects your locker room, but does he fit the culture that we've created? And I think it's really kind of an iffy situation from the standpoint of how much does this guy bring, from a value standpoint, what does he take away from a chemistry and working together standpoint? So I think that's a really tricky thing to sit there and go, hey man, we just need a talent. We just need to add a player. So NFL locker rooms are way different than baseball. It's so much more the ultimate team game that you've got to take all those other factors into consideration before you pull the trigger on a trade.
Well, Mark, no team more active at the trade deadline and in tearing it down and recouping assets than the New York Jets. The Pats seeing the Jets this Thursday. Your perspective on that matchup, and is there any kind of chance, because the pessimistic Patriots fans are wondering, any chance for trap game potential given the short week for the Pats?
I wouldn't think so. I think they're riding high right now, and they're just a much better football team than New York Jets. So, I wouldn't look at that like and say, oh, it's a potential trap game. Listen, playing in the NFL is hard. Everybody's going to play, and, you know, they're all professionals and all that, you know, baloney. But the Patriots ultimately are a much better football team than the New York Jets. And so, I wouldn't think there would be an opportunity to have a trap game. I think Mike Vrabel will have his guys ready. And, you know, by the looks of things and by the way they're playing right now, there's a genuine excitement for what they're doing inside their own, you know, organization. And so, I would look at that and say, no, I just don't think the Jets are a quality football team compared to what the New England Patriots are putting on film week in and week out.
Before we let you go, Mark, you once called Mike Vrabel a salty biatch on this show. He's a bit of a hardo. And yet this week we saw the cameras catch him holding the hand of Christian Barmore, one of his defensive players, when he was down hurt on the field. Is there a much softer side to Mike Vrabel that you're seeing that maybe surprises you or we didn't know was there?
No, I think Mike Vrabel is like, I don't want to call him sensitive, but I think Mike Vrabel is a guy that is very relational with his players. We see the hard side, but his players see, like the players see the hard side of Mike Vrabel. We're going to do things right. We're going to do them the right way. We're going to work hard. We're going to do, like, attention to detail is big, and he will harp and grind on that, but he's also very relational with those guys. And I think that's what makes him, I think that's what makes him so special. I think that's what makes him a great coach is that, you know, he can separate that relational side of who he is and what he believes in and that hard ass, we got to get the job done. And so we're going to go out here and we're going to get that done. And so, like, I just respect what he's doing right now as a coach. I respect them as a franchise for what they're doing. I think it's cool to watch.
All right, Mark, appreciate the thoughts, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Be well.
See you, Mark. That was Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Up next, we got to talk about it. I gave him the opportunity to say, if it comes up a little short, if the season's a little disappointing, what would the reason for that be? And Mark Schlereth couldn't really come up with anything. We'll talk about that as well as Craig Breslow, his comments out in Vegas about what the Red Sox might do this offseason. And boy, is Lil Gullible Andy excited. That's next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
WEEI.
Why the Patriots aren't one of the best teams in the AFC, why they probably won't go to a Super Bowl, why this season will end up disappointing or coming up a little short. What do you think the reasons would be?
Well, right now, I mean, I don't think there's a chance. I mean, they've already exceeded expectations, I would imagine, with most people. So I think it's already been a win. I don't know that I can really argue. I look at them and the way they're playing right now, and I can't argue that they are, if not the best, one of the top three teams in the AFC. Without question, they're a damn good football team.
That was Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Mark Schlereth, struggling to come up with reasons why the Patriots season could come up short or ultimately end short of what are now pretty high aspirations and goals. And he's right. Like, they've already achieved more than some of us expected all year.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're over the 7-win threshold with
right.
Which half our show had.
But you reassess your goals along the way, which the whole football world is doing, that now has them as a top 5 power ranked team,
right.
Super Bowl, all of that.
What was the goal breaking when this team gets to camp in the summer? What was your goal for the 2025 Patriots?
Produce a franchise quarterback.
Okay.
Josh McDaniels, Drake May, you guys get together, figure it out. Go through a couple maybe lumps and bumps and come out the other side so that late in the year you're good and we're like, oh my God, we have the offense. We have the come to find out they went through their lumps and bumps in week one, and by week two we had that.
Right.
By week two,
right.
Week three, we're
right.
Like, oh, well, you got a quarterback.
Right.
The OC, Josh can still do it. The quarterback's good. I think all Patriots fans or a lot of Patriots fans could probably have answered my question because I think some of the answers are obvious. Experience is one of them.
Yep.
You don't have postseason experience. So it could come down to, you know, Patrick Mahomes, who's been there, done that 8 straight years, Kelsey, that whole thing.
I counted earlier today, 4 Super Bowl champions on your roster.
Really?
And one of them is on the linebacker that played for the Chiefs. I can't remember his name offhand. Is a practice squad guy. Darius Harris.
So really 3.
Matt Collins, Carlton Davis, Milton Williams, Darius Harris.
Okay. So, yeah, you don't have a lot of experience.
Right.
I would also say, and this ties in, I don't know if it's the same answer, youth. You're counting on a lot of young players to make plays. And they're making plays. We saw it on Sunday in Tampa. But does Travion Henderson go 50 yards when you need him to go 50 yards against the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Bills? I don't know. And then something Ted has harped on all year, depth.
Yep.
Which was, not an issue in Tampa because Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams and Isaiah Ponder and different guys stepped up. Jack Gibbons, Dr. Gibby.
Yeah.
Like, you had a lot of guys step up Sunday to show your depth.
It showed up on Sunday barely, though. I would say your running back position, and I know if ifs and buts and candy or nuts,
it's
we all
like
have Merry
pregnancy.
Christmas, whatever.
You either win or you don't.
Right, but you can't sit here and tell me that running back depth is not now a grave concern going into week 11.
Yeah, it is. It
has to be.
Is. I mean, because they didn't really run the ball that well if you take away the two big plays.
Oh, no, especially, and you look at the yards per carry for Travion Henderson after the injury and before the 69-yard run at the end, and you go, oh, 1 yard, no gain, 1 yard, minus 1 yards. Like, that's still something to watch. So, yeah, depth for sure on that list.
So we have a lot of optimism for the New England Patriots, and it's warranted. It's been earned through 10 games. I have optimism for the Boston Red Sox that a lot of the Twitchers and Texters believe is unwarranted, that it has not been earned. Craig Breslow spoke out in Vegas at a nice, beautiful hotel suite to all the reporters. And if you read the clips this morning, they all kind of wrote the same story. They're going to get a high-end pitcher and a big bat for the middle of the lineup.
Perfect.
Which I love. To quote Craig Breslow, there's just something about a bat in the middle of the lineup that forces another team to game plan against it that has a compounding effect on the rest of the roster. So we didn't slug nearly as much as we think we can or will, and we'll pursue opportunities to pursue that. Translation, Pete Alonso.
Ah.
Boom, done, one and done.
Okay.
Then he did acknowledge that Schwarber, the one mark against him, would be the side of the plate and balancing out the lineup. But he also said, if you can hit the ball out of the ballpark, we almost don't really care.
Yes.
He kind of said that to paraphrase.
Yes.
He also acknowledged that they're looking for a top-ish of the rotation
Preach
pitcher.
Preach it, Craig.
Because, trust me, bro.
Because of the depth that we've built over the last couple of years, we feel pretty good about just overall starting pitching, maybe number 3-ish through number 10-ish.
Take the ish away. It's
okay.
3 through 10. It's Brian Baio through Tanner Houck, Hunter Dobbins. Yeah.
And that's not to take away from the guys who are certainly capable of doing more and more, just to say I don't think we're going to spend a ton of time trying to add a number 4 or number 5 starter. Nope, they're going to try to add a number 2 starter. And a lot of people think it's still Joe Ryan. I did see Jen McCaffrey allude to on The Athletic. She was there, so I trust her. Got a little bit of a vibe that maybe they'll try to do it through free agency and not a trade so that they don't have to deplete all the resources like they did a year ago to get Crochet, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, that's a very anti-modern-day Boston Red Sox approach.
Yeah.
Signing a guy at 30 or just below to market value versus trading for a manageable contract is not something we've seen in a rotational piece in I can't even remember how long.
A long, long time.
Yeah.
And a name like Dylan Cease would probably fit that category, right?
That fires me up all day long.
Little gullible Dan.
Yeah, but what do I base it on? A report in a rumbling or 10 years worth of evidence that tells me they're not going to do that?
What you choose to base it on.
Okay.
You get to choose.
I like a trade. I'm doubling and tripling down on Freddie Peralta from Milwaukee because John Morosi said that the Red Sox are in the best position to acquire him from Milwaukee. And not that this has anything to do with why you would make the trade, but they fleeced the Red Sox for Quinn Priester, so the universe owes them one.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. We'll talk a little bit more about the Red Sox, the offseason, and what Breslow says they're planning to do a little bit later in the show. But coming up next, it's time for our three-point stances. Ted Johnson is in the house. We know he's fired up about that win in Tampa Bay. And I'm going to talk to you about trust and trust issues, because I have them, and I think the entire NFL world has trust issues right now. That's up next here on my three-point stance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.